That's Iris DeMent in a song called My Life from her album of the same name from back in 1994. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The show is your connection to local performances. Good afternoon, I'm Kevin Kelly. Iris DeMent is coming to our listening area twice in the coming week. The first of those is actually tonight. She is going to be at Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois at Springfield for an 8 o'clock show. And then she'll be back in our area on Saturday the 26th at 7:30 at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. So sort of circling around us, I guess. And I'll be talking with her coming up this half hour on Live and Local. Later on the program, live in our studio, we'll be hearing a performance by flutist Rebecca Johnson and pianist Kara Chowning. They're giving a recital at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston, where Rebecca is on the faculty, on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Dowden Fine Arts Center. So a little bit of a preview live in our studio coming up the second half hour here on Live and Local. I want to remind you that it is our fall pledge period. In fact, this is the last day of our fall pledge period. And so we'd really like to hear from folks who support this program. It's important for all of us here to know that that you not only enjoy the program, but that you enjoy it enough to support it with your dollars. And it's also important to those others who listen, but perhaps can't make a contribution, to know that it is supported and that it'll be around for them to enjoy, as well as for you too as well. I am once again joined, as I was yesterday on the program, by our corporate support Les Schulze, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Let me control myself.
All right,
here.
You get your breath back. And we'll just talk here for a minute. 217-244-0025, or you can make a pledge online at willpledge.org. This is the final day of our fall pledge period, the final hours when you can make a pledge of support to your public radio station, and especially if you enjoy this program live. Live and Local. There's a couple of incentives to do that right now. One, we're six pledges away today from 50 pledges of support for WILL-FM, for the people who enjoy the music that they listen to, the special programs they hear on WILL-FM. We're just six pledges away from making that 50 pledge goal today. That would be a great way to end this program. So if you've been thinking about making that pledge, you've been meaning to get around to it, well, today's that round to it day when you guys go and call this number, 244-0025, or make a pledge online at willpledge.org. We're also just went over the $78,000 mark, on our way towards 79 to just round out a great week of pledging. And we want to thank everyone who's taken the opportunity to do that. If you have not yet, do it right now. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
Thanks, Les. And Iris DeMent had a chance to talk to you actually a little while ago. And I'd started by sort of reading back to her a quotation about her own process, in which she basically described that it was a bit of a challenge for her to write songs. I asked her to elaborate on that a bit. You know, at the risk of belaboring the songwriting process, I also read that you commented that some of the songs on the most recent record had been around for a while, by which I assume you mean you'd been doing them, but didn't feel ready to put. Didn't feel ready to put them out on a record.
This record, there are four or five songs in there that I wrote the year preceding the making of Sing the Delta. And then there's one in there that dates back to, I think, 98. And then there are a few that I had pieces of between then and now that, you know, were like half done or that I felt strongly about but just hadn't managed to complete. And So it's just a mix of a lot of things. But yeah, four or five of them, I'd say I'd been singing for quite some time. And yeah, it just amazed me when I looked at the bunch of songs that I had that I felt I wanted to record. The fear I had all along was that by the time it came time to make a record, nothing would go together, you know? Because you change and, you know, I couldn't imagine how they would all fit. And for that reason, I think I'd just about given up on making a record. I thought this was just ridiculous, you know? I can't, by the time I have a batch of songs, they're all going to be, you know, no relationship to the other and all that stuff. But it really surprised me when I looked at them. It's just like they were all meant to be. They all fit side by side. And I didn't feel any time difference in them. And that was a blessing, to put it mildly. But
do your songs evolve from the time you write them through various performances to, say, the time you put out a CD? Or once you do a song, is that pretty much
more
the song?
Than I'm aware of, but... pretty much by the time I'm ready to take a song out and sing it for people, I've made up my mind what I want it to be. And I do most of my evolving, as in 99% of it, in my little work cabin by myself. And yeah, when I go out there, it's pretty much a done product. It's where I know I wanted to go and where I am happy to have gotten to. And then I go out and sing it for people, and either it's received or it's not. But, you know, if it's working for me, I just say it's working, and that's good enough. And, you know, the people that come to my shows, you know, generally, I guess, feel the same way, or they wouldn't be there.
Oh, they wouldn't be there, yeah.
So,
tell me about that work cabin. Where is it? What kind of setting is it in? What's it like?
Well, my husband and I lived out in the country until about a year ago. We moved back to Iowa City. So I had a little work cabin out there, and then I more or less duplicated that here in town. I converted the garage into the same thing. So when I go in there, I feel like I'm in my little cabin out in the woods. So, yeah, for me, I just have to have a place that has to be out of the house. And I have to feel like nobody can get in there, whether that's true or not. I have to feel that way. And I can't have anything in there that will kind of tie me to, you know, business and responsibility kinds of things. That's really my main deal. I just need a place that feels like mine where I can get really quiet. And that's, and on occasion I can manage to work. Sometimes I'm better at just sitting there and staring out the window, but I always come out feeling better. So.
Well, here's a song off of that most recent record. It's called Sing This. The album is called Sing the Delta. It came out last year. And this one is actually one of the more, I would say, upbeat feeling songs anyway. It's called Mama Was Always Telling Her Truth. Does the song explain itself pretty much, or is there a little background to this that might not be obvious?
Well, I think that one sure does. But, you know, I will just add, I mean, yeah, obviously I wrote that about my mom, and my mom was just, she was very childlike in that sense. She just didn't have, you know, there was no filter, and it wasn't a mean or hateful sort of thing. It was just, there was just a pure quality about her that could be painful and difficult at times, but it was also a really rare quality that was really beautiful and that I miss very much.
She'd walk down the levee from Big Island all the way to Brighton every morning.
That was a song from Iris Dement's most recent album called Sing the Delta. It came out last year, and it was called Mama Was Always Telling Her Truth. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, Iris Dement coming to a Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield for a concert tonight at 8 o'clock, and then back in our area on Saturday, October 26th. For a 7:30 concert at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. She's my guest on the show today, and we have another bit of our conversation coming up shortly. And later on in the program, live in our studio, flutist Rebecca Johnson and pianist Kara Chowning to preview their recital and in Charleston Sunday afternoon. Our broadcast on Live and Local today is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, preserving our nation's music heritage at the University of Illinois, now featuring new exhibits entitled On the Road Again, Cruisin' Coast to Coast with America's Music. More information is available at sousaarchives.org. It is the very end of our fall pledge period here on FM 90.9 and our companion station AM 580, and we are looking for people specifically to support Live and Local. And I'm in the studio with our corporate support director, Les Schulte. Just curious, do we know if anybody's called today?
Well, you haven't seen anyone make that call yet, but here's the thing. We're six calls away from 50 calls today on WILL-FM, supporting the great music that you find here every day, supporting the great programs that you have here, like Live and Local, every weekday. If you appreciate that fact that this program is here, and this is a different kind of show, as you know, you're a listener to this show, you know that we keep you informed as to what's going on in the area, talking to different artists in the area so that you know the different kinds of things that are happening, where you can go, the entertainment that's available to you. You know, it's easy to listen to, but it's kind of hard to put together, so it takes some resources to do that. And that's why we're asking you right now to finish off this pledge drive here. Help us finish strong with your call of support at 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. A $60 pledge right now would mean a lot. That's just $5 a month. Maybe you can invest $10 a month. That's a $120 pledge. Here's the other thing. We're just couple of hundred dollars away from $79,000 on our tote board here to finish off the day. The closer we can get to our goal, the better it's going to be, the more money we'll have to produce programs for you in the future. That's what we're asking you to invest in right now. 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
So if we've had, for six short of 50 calls, that means we've had 44 calls today mm-hmm. in support of our news and classical programming. Mm-hmm. Surely we can have six calls in support of what we do here on Live and Local. I mean, I know I go around all the time and people come up to me and say, oh, I love this show. Mm-hmm. I listen all the time. It's fantastic. And people here say the same. And surely there are some of those folks who have talked to me and said that, who are willing to support it with a contribution.
I'm sure there is, Kevin. And we get it. Sometimes it's hard to get around to it, especially this time of the day. It's kind of busy. Maybe you're trying to wrap up work and you're trying to get home. But if you can just carve out about 2 minutes out of this hour to make that call at 244-0025, or even easier, online at willpledge.org, a couple of clicks, and you are a member of WILL. You're supporting the programs that you use. Maybe you're listening on your smartphone, and you have the WILL app. Just there's a little button right down there in the right-hand corner, and you click on that, and before you know it, you've made your pledge of support to WILL. Think about it. A $120 a year contribution, if you spread that out over the year, 12 months, that's just $10 a month, and you can fit that easily into your budget. You can become a sustaining friend of WILL, and you're doing your part month after month to support the programs that you use, that you expect to be here, that you appreciate. Call now, 244-0025, or pledge online at willpledge.org. Just six calls before 5 o'clock.
217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. Iris Dement, my guest during this half hour of the program. She'll be in Springfield tonight at 8 o'clock at Sangamon Auditorium, and in Bloomington on the 26th at 7:30 at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. You were talking about your mom, and I understand you were the, did I read this right, the her 14th child or your dad's 14th child?
I was my dad's 14th child. My dad had six children, and his wife, well, actually they had eight, and two died in childbirth, I mean, when they were born, and my dad's first wife passed away just shortly after she delivered their last child, and he married my mother. They all come from a little farming community and knew each other, and a few years after that, he and my mom married, and they had eight more children together, and I'm the last of that whole bunch. So my mom raised my dad's kids. They ranged from, I think, 2 years old to 10 or 11, something like that. So she stepped in and picked up that big job and had eight more. So, yeah, I'm the 14th.
Do you think that you're sort of lagging behind, as it were, in the list of children? Was at all a reason why it took you a while to discover that you were a songwriter?
You know, I don't know that. It's funny, in our world, we're just so locked into time stuff, you know, because I remember when I first started writing, when my first record came out, I was 30, 31, and that was one of the first questions and I always got, why did you wait so long to write? I started writing when I was 25. And now I'm 52, and that just seems like an absurd question anymore. You know, it's like, are you really expected to have something to say before you're 25? That just seems so odd to me. And granted, some people do. But it's just kind of funny how we have all these time frame ideas about just about everything in our world, you know. And I don't have that anymore. You know, the writing came to me when it came to me. I don't think it had any, you know, I could have been 20, I could have been 50, you know. I sometimes wake up and I think, what's going to come to me when I'm 70? One of my favorite artists, she's passed on, a woman, Grandma Layton. She didn't start painting until she was in her 70s, and she's just a beautiful artist. She didn't even know she had it in her, you know. She was suffering from depression, and some doctor said, well, I don't know what to do for you. You know, the drugs didn't help. Why don't you go pick up a paintbrush? You know, and that whole world opened up for her. So I don't know. You know, why did it come to her when she was 70? Why did it come to me when I was 25? I don't know. You know, life just has its plan. It does things when it needs to. It's my theory about that. And, you know, I'm just in there with it. And, you know, it came when it came.
Iris Dement from her album Sing the Delta, which is her most recent, came out in 2012, Before the Colors Fade. Iris will be in Springfield tonight for a concert at 8 at Sangamon Auditorium, and on Saturday, October the 26th, for a concert at 7:30 at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. It's been a pleasure to have her on Live and Local. And coming up, we've got a live couple or three live performances happening from some folks who are giving a recital in Charleston Sunday afternoon. Our program today is supported in part by The Great Impasta, a family-owned restaurant serving foods from northern Italy for more than 25 years. The Great Impasta, Lincoln Square in downtown Urbana. More information is available at 359-7377, open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Before we meet and greet again in both cases, flutist Rebecca Johnson and pianist Kara Chowning, I'd like to remind you that it's the last day of our fall pledge period. Some people are saying, yay! And we're saying, Well, wait a minute here. We have some more work to do.
We do. We got a little bit of work to do yet, and that's why we're asking you right now, before the day ends, to go to the phone and call 244-0025 or go online to willpledge.org and make that pledge of support. If you've been meaning to do it all week long, I've been getting around to it. I'll do it later on this week. Well, you know what? It's later on this week. And now is the time to make that call at 217-244-0025. Join Thomas and Marty from Normal. And we had a call in this afternoon from Decatur. There was a call from Lexington, Warren from Lexington. They called in earlier this afternoon. So why don't you join them right now and make your pledge of support to your public radio station, where you find programs like Live and Local that keep you informed as to what's happening in the arts scene in our area. If you find that's important to you, if this is a program you use and look forward to every day, then make this call, 217-244-0025, or online at willpledge.org. We have a call coming in, I understand, 5 calls yet. That'll get us to 50 pledges this afternoon, or today, for WILL-FM. Let's wind up this day on a strong note, 217-244-0025. Be one of the 5 yet that are going to call before 5 o'clock.
I'd really love, after we hear Rebecca and Karen just a little bit, to come back to folks and be able to say thanks to so-and-so from this place, so-and-so from that place, so-and-so from some third and fourth and fifth place.
I'd love to do that.
That would be fabulous. 217-244-0025 or willpledge.org. And speaking of places, today's program is representative in the sense that representatives of what we do in Live and Local, in the sense that we've got performances happening in, we're talking about performances happening in 3 different areas, 3 different towns in our listening area, Springfield, Bloomington, Charleston, and we try to cover as much of the area as we possibly can. The event happening in Charleston Sunday afternoon is a recital by flutist Rebecca Johnson, who is on faculty at Eastern Illinois University, and pianist Kara Chowning, who is on faculty at University of Illinois. Kara is the principal coach and assistant conductor of the program formerly known as Opera, and I understand is now or about to be called the Lyric Theater program.
Yes.
Is this breaking news, Kara?
It is breaking news. It was, I believe, just announced 2 days ago. So
I happened to see it on the website when I was looking up, and I thought, I didn't even know what they were talking about.
Yes.
So more on that probably another day.
Yes, another day.
Rebecca, you've been on faculty now at Eastern.
This is my 7th year.
Is it really?
It is.
And I think we had you on the program.
Might have been the summer of 2009.
Yeah, that's very possible. So you've been there already for a few years.
Yeah.
Got your doctorate here at the University of Illinois. And have I didn't realize you'd done some work at the Royal Northern College of Music. Is that England, I assume?
It is. It's in Manchester, England. And I did a artist diploma there after my undergraduate degree. It was a fabulous experience. If anybody wants to know all the reasons why they should study abroad, I am happy to give them a lecture at any point.
Give us one.
Because you learn more about yourself when you're far away from home.
Ooh, that's worth exploring. perhaps another time. We really do want to hear you play a little bit. I know you just played, was it last night?
Yes.
On campus here.
That's true. Yeah, in Smith Recital Hall. We played a short recital. And also, I did a master class for the U of I Flute Studio.
Did you have a good turnout?
Were
you
it was great. It was mostly Flute Studio members and several of my own private students from the area here who were lovely.
So you got they came to the recital? You got to coach them in front of
They
people.
Came to the recital, yes.
And, I imagine, teaching is your thing now, isn't it?
I love it.
Performing.
It's great.
Well, I remember the first time you came in here, I had not heard you before, and I was really entranced by your sound. So I'm I'm eager to hear, I guess, some music by Schubert we're going to start with.
Der Lindenbaum? Yes. Thank you.
Flutist Rebecca Johnson and pianist Kara Chowning, and music by Franz Schubert, one of his wonderful songs, or Lieder, if you prefer. Der Lindenbaum, the Linden Tree. Who made the arrangement?
It's by Theobald Bem, who whose name I've never been great at pronouncing because it's German. And he was a mid-19th century flutist who actually codified the mechanism for the flute. Nice. The flute we play on today is almost the design of Bem.
So he designed, but he wasn't a flute builder.
He was. He was also a flute maker. But he made advancements in the instrument that basically made us end up with what we play today.
What were some of the advancements? What are some of the things he did?
A lot more of the way the keys work, and the fact that you have ring keys that put down closed keys, and just the general way the mechanism is put together. Mm. He also had influence on some of the mechanism of the other woodwind instruments, though I obviously don't know as much about them.
Well, something to study up on.
Yeah.
A question of curiosity for both of you. This is, of course, a transcription of a vocal piece. Kara, you're quite used to playing for vocalists,
right.
Perhaps a little less, or maybe not, for instrumentalists. Do you find you, Kara, playing for instrumentalists in any significant way different from playing for vocalists, whether it's a vocal piece or not?
Well, every collaboration is a little bit different, but the main difference is the lack of text, because obviously she breathes just mm-hmm. like a singer breathes, and there's times when we have to allow, at the keyboard, you know, working with both instrumentalists who need to breathe, that time, that space for that breath. So that's not necessarily different, but sometimes the text will determine a tempo or just a hair of time. So that's a little bit different. Mm. And of course, this is geared a little more towards being showpiece-esque, right, for the flute also. So there's a little extra ornamentation that singers wouldn't necessarily do in this style either. So.
And what about you, Rebecca, since this is was originally a vocal piece. Do you feel you have to think at all as a vocalist, or just the fact that you're playing the wind instrument that requires the second most amount of air after the tuba? Is it more or less like singing?
I've always thought of the flute as a very vocal instrument, and I try to infuse that sense of beautiful sense of lyricism and line that you get in a lot of vocal repertoire into my playing throughout. So I think in that way, especially also with the range of the flute, it can be a good imitator of the voice. And so I think that's one of the reasons why these Schubert songs were probably well suited to this kind of treatment. I don't necessarily specifically study the text of the songs so much that I'm picking exact different colors from that. But we definitely talk about the mood of the piece and what we're trying to say and set it up so that it's a little bit of a journey throughout, you know, something that the text would provide if it were there.
Even during some of the more florid passages, I still thought that I could hear I never really knew what all the text was, except that once or twice I read the translation, but I felt like I could, even during those passages, hear some of the mood of the text, of the sense of the music. And I don't think it was entirely because it's what Schubert wrote, mm-hmm. but also because you put it in there, both of you, through your playing.
Thank you.
I think you have a really short, purely instrumental piece. It was actually written for the flute originally, a fellow named Robert Muchinski.
Yes. Muchinski has a sonata, which is actually one of his very earliest pieces for flute and piano. It's Opus 14. And Muchinski's degrees were both in piano. He actually has a bachelor's and master's degree in piano performance. But then he ended up as a very long-time composition teacher at the University of Arizona. I'm pretty sure about that part. the Arizona for sure. And this is going to be the second movement from his sonata. It's a scherzo.
Kara Chowning at the piano, Rebecca Johnson playing the flute. They're given a recital along with marimba player Jamie Ryan Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at Eastern Illinois University in Charleston. A lot of notes.
Just wait until you hear the rest of the movement.
Right.
is that typical of what sounds like the difficulty of the piece?
Yes.
I'd say so. I'd say so.
Flutist Rebecca Johnson and the pianist Kara Chowning, movement from the flute sonata, or sonata for flute and piano by Robert Muchinsky. They'll be playing that along with five other pieces. On a recital Sunday afternoon in Charleston. You're listening to them live on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And I'm also here with WYLL's Corporate Support Director, Les Schulte, and hoping that that music will perhaps inspire some of our listeners to support the program today.
I can't imagine that it wouldn't. I mean, that was terrific. And where are you going to go to find live music on the radio anymore? Live and local.
Certainly not live classical music.
Not live classical music. And if this is what you're looking for, what you appreciate, that there is this resource available to you to let you know, to keep you informed as to what's happening in our community, the wealth of talent that we have here and the great performances that are available to you, you can find those out when you listen to Live and Local every day. So if you appreciate this kind of program, now we're asking you in these final few minutes of the program, we're looking for 5 before 5 to bring us to 50 for the afternoon, for the day, to support great music here on WILL-FM. The number to call is 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. A contribution in any amount, greatly appreciated. Think about $10 a month, a $120 a year contribution. You can put that on your credit card, Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. Set up a sustaining membership and pay it off monthly, just $10 a month. You set it up, you don't have to think about it anymore. And you know you're doing your part to support your public radio station. The number to call is 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org.
And Rebecca and Kara both represent a commodity throughout our listening area that doesn't get enough credit, which is to say performing faculty members at our various fine schools of music, because there's a lot of really good performers. And they often do recitals that, frankly, aren't that well attended. And you're really missing a lot. And they are often free or at very low cost. And theirs is Sunday afternoon at 2:00. As in a similar way, as Les mentioned earlier, it's even rarer to be able to hear faculty performers or classical performers at all live on the radio. We try to provide a service to them by letting their art be heard to a wider listening audience and also to our listeners to give them the chance to find out, wow, here's this great flutist, here's this great pianist, maybe I can actually go hear them in a full recital besides a couple of pieces they get to play for a few minutes in a space of a half-hour segment on Live and Local. Nonetheless, a service. We hope that we'll hear from some folks, 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. You have a really interesting sounding program, and I know you got one more piece to play, ladies. I'm not even sure exactly how to pronounce this last piece, Una Estrella Fugaz or something like that.
Yes, yeah. It means a shooting star.
A shooting star. Estrella.
Estrella.
I think I have heard as meaning star. Robert Washut, was he a flutist?
No, he's the jazz studies emeritus professor at the University of Northern Iowa, which is where I did my undergraduate degree. He wrote this piece for another flute alum of the University of Northern Iowa, Daniel Velasco, on the occasion of him winning the NFA's National Flute Association's Young Artist Competition in 2008. He wrote this piece for Daniel, who actually hasn't performed it. So, wow. I am the primary performer of this piece up to this time. So.
All right. Well, and we're giving away the end of your recital, but we're not away that much of the rest of it. So there's still plenty for people to hear if you go out live. Rebecca Johnson and Kara Chowning, live on Live and Local. Thank you. Robert Washut's piece called Una Estrella Fugaz, A Shooting Star, performed by flutist Rebecca Johnson and pianist Kara Chowning. They're going to be joined by marimba player Jamie Ryan for a recital Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Doudna Fine Arts Center on the University of Illinois, I'm sorry, the Eastern Illinois University campus in Charleston, 2 o'clock Sunday. Thank you very much for coming in. Fantastic playing here on Live and Local.
Thank you for having us.
Our broadcast today is made possible with support from Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, working to ensure quality, affordable health care for everyone since 1977. Healthcare Consumers is a proud member of Community Shares of Illinois, a choice for payroll donations at work. On the web at cs-il.org. Les Schulte, we've got 1 minute to encourage folks to call and support the sort of live music you just heard here on Live and Local.
Plenty of time for you to go to the phone right now and call 217-244-9455 or pledge online at willpledge.org. That might be easier for you. Do it that way. Support the show that brings you, that connects you to the latest in live performance opportunities in our area, and that's Live and Local. If you aren't already a member, become a member today at 217-244-0025. If it's time for you to renew your contribution to WILL and renew that pledge of support, call 217-244-0025 or online at willpledge.org. It's your contributions that keeps programs like Live and Local coming to you every day here at WILL.
We would really like to get... what was the figure? 72,000, 79,000?
We were just a shy of $79,000 when we started the program.
We'd like to get to that 79,000. A few more calls could probably help, and we'd appreciate hearing them. We actually had another minute that I forgot we have here, Les, until 5:01 before we go to the newscast from All Things Considered. The phone number is 217-244-0025. You can make the contribution online at willpledge.org.
Yep, it's that simple. It really is easy, and many people have been doing it this afternoon. We're just a couple of calls away from making 50 calls to date in support of music on WILL-FM. And before we go to the news, again, there's just a few seconds before you join All Things Considered tonight and find out what's been happening throughout the day. But you can make that call and make that pledge of support for WILL, the program where you find what's happening around our area. And all kinds of music, all kinds of musicians, but you support this program with your call right now.
This is 90.9 WILL-FM in HD Urbana.